It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome today. Today is an amazing day because we are honoring our veterans today. And I want to say this, stubborn mental and physical diseases always have their root in the subconscious mind. You see, the mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our liberation. Welcome today to Voices of Courage. This show is about changing the way you view disease, whether it be mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, or combination of these. And I'm calling it the courage to change your mind, honoring veterans. It's dedicated to all of our veterans out there. Because listen, you know, we have people in our country, these amazing servicemen that are representing us. And we're going to talk about not only all the good they do today, we're going to be talking about some of the challenges that they're facing. And some of it is that mental, emotional, physical diseases that they come back with. And we're going to be talking about that, how we can help them, how we can change the way that we view this. And, you know, as you know, today is Veterans Day. For those of you that are listening to us right this moment, I hope you're celebrating. And what is Veterans Day? You know, it is the anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended World War I. You know, it ended the hostilities between the Allied nations and Germany in 1918. We've been celebrating it ever since. So, you know, today, in my mind, it's the day that we thank our veterans. We become grateful for their service to not only our nation, but to the countries around the world that our veterans are serving currently. You know, I was brought up in a family where my father was a veteran. He's a World War II veteran. And he went on to serve in the Army Reserves for over 30 years as Central Intelligence Division. He concurrently served with LAPD. And that career lasted him 48 years. So although I didn't serve myself, I was around servicemen and women all my life. And quite frankly, those values were instilled in me. And so I just am so pleased that the guests that I have on this show today, they're going to blow your mind. And we're going to honor them in a way that maybe they haven't been honored before. So listen, a couple of years ago, I met an amazing man. His name is Colonel Chris Ritchie. And he heard about my nonprofit called Stars of Courage. And he thought, you know, Ken, this is a noble goal. Now, Stars of Courage, for those of you that don't know, you can find it on the web at starsofcourage.org. It's a 501c3 that was started to support individuals that were living below the poverty line. So what we did is we bring life coaches to people in need. And the colonel got hold of that, and not only did he support me with mentoring me, he also brought me in and helped me to understand what's going on with the veterans, what's going on in the military, and how we can raise them up with the life coaches. And, you know, I ended up speaking at one of his events to his men. You know, he had the men in command with him. At the time, Colonel Ritchie he had about 2,000 men under his command at Camp Pendleton. But, you know, one of the things that I connected with was this, and this is really what my point is. The Corps, the Marine Corps, in all branches of the service, but I'm going to focus on the Marine Corps, they have values of honor, courage, and commitment. And, you know, these are the values that are the bedrock of the Marine's character. In fact, you know, during the recruit training, recruits are taught these core values and numerous other related values such as integrity and discipline and teamwork and duty. You know, when I think of those words, just honor and commitment and teamwork, when I encourage, that is how I want to live my life. That's how I want all of us to think about living our lives. You know, this country today is very divided in many ways. You know, we're blue states and red states. We're, you know, Republicans and liberals and, you know, really, you know what we are? We're all people. And we're all, you know, this country was founded on e pluribus unum. You know, we are one. So when we think that we are one, we realize what it takes for us to come together as a nation to support our veterans, to support those people that are really having challenges mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You know, last night I was doing some research on this show because my next guest coming up here is we're going to be talking about the National Foundation or the National Alliance to Eliminate Veteran Suicide. And so I started doing some internet research, and what I found was this, some disturbing headlines. Suicide, leading cause of death for active duty, from the Air Force magazine. Suicide kills more U.S. troops than ISIL in the Middle East, USA Today. Suicide, car crashes, leading causes of death for troops in 2017. Ouch! You know, the cause of death percentage in the military deaths right now, the number one cause is suicide. It leads, you know, it's about 30% of all deaths. You know, this is crazy. When I started reading, I thought, what the heck is going on? You know, there's many factors that contribute to this. You know, depression, you know, sometimes alcoholism, sometimes, you know, loss of loved ones on the battlefield, stress, loneliness, you know, low self-esteem, feelings of anxiety or rejection or helplessness or hopelessness. But, you know, not all people that commit suicide have mental illnesses. I'll tell you that right now. They have other challenges that have really beset them. And I really want to address that because I think there's a part that we forget when we hear all these titles or, you know, all these symptoms that people might manifest. I always like to go to the cause, right? What's the cause, the underlying cause of all this? Now, I'm not saying this is the be-all, end-all causes, but I want you to just pause and think about this for a second. I think one of the causes is that we misunderstand why we're here. I think that if we realize that we are children of God, we are children of the Most High, and we're here not to just live in a material world. We're here to develop ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. We don't realize that inside of all of us is this incredible wisdom and this incredible light. And inside of us, we can tap into that. But, you know, for a lot of us, it's like there's like this rust that's kind of gotten put over our soul. And what I mean by that, what is the rust? It's these beliefs and maybe wounds or hurts or harms that we hold on to that cover up this brilliance. So a lot of people are walking around not knowing not only who they are, but they have no sense of purpose. They have no sense of direction. They've lost that sense of direction. And maybe they've lost a feeling of belonging. And there's also another piece I think we have to look at. When we lose our future, when we don't feel relevant, we feel like there's nothing to live for, there's no future, that takes anybody down a spiral, and it's sometimes really hard to get out of that. So we do need to create bright futures. We need to think of what the goodness is in this world. We need to not focus on everything that's wrong. We need to start focusing on everything that's right. In fact, it's one of the reasons I do this show, because we need to focus on what's right. Now, listen, my next segment, stay tuned. I've got an amazing guest coming in, and we're going to talk about how to really shift your thinking around military, around suicide. She's going to play us an amazing song. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes. Well, welcome back. Wow. You know, when I meet little children on the road, many times I'll look into their eyes and I'll ask them, what made you, how come you're so brilliant? How come you have so much joy in you? And every time I do that, those kids light up like crazy. It's just amazing. We all have it in us. Are we willing to express it? So listen, I want to let you know about this show. This show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building for purpose-driven and inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. And I want to thank all of you that have been giving us likes and following us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's been amazing. Our Twitter feed has grown like 40,000 followers in the last 4 months, which is just off the chart. So if you're new to the show, we're kind of a new type of radio show. We're called Experience Radio, where we encourage our audience to engage with us in growing their businesses and growing their lives. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us, or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. And if you become a subscriber, you're going to get our free weekly reports, our strategies, our gifts, and everything you need to really step it up. Take your life to the next level. Isn't that what you want anyway? What the heck? I know we all want that. Well, listen, in studio with me, I am excited. My today's guest is Devorah Gotsman, and also pinned firecracker. And I know that as she walked into my studio, she was bursting with joy and love in her life. She has a robust music career and has spanned the globe, entertaining hundreds of thousands of music fans. Devorah has appeared on NBC's Wake Up with Al Roker, received Seattle's Artist of the Year Award, and loves singing for the USO. Most recently, she delivered a powerful performance at the Los Angeles National Cemetery this past Memorial Day. And she's got a bunch coming up right now. So, Devorah, welcome. Welcome.
Whoa. So great to be here, Ken. Thank you. This is amazing. Everything you've said this morning has set the tone in my heart to speak deeply from that place. Thank you.
Well, You know, you and I came across each other in a, quote, chance meeting, right? then I don't believe in chances. I believe everything is there is no coincidence. Everything is there for a purpose as we tune in and we get in touch with what our mission is, what our purpose is. Things show up, people show up, places show up to help take us to the next level. So, Devorah, tell me about your story, man. You've been riding across the country on bicycles, supporting the Pennies for Patriots yes. experience. How'd you get into this?
Love the question. Let's see if I can keep it to a 30-second response.
I doubt that.
I know. Ken, first off, I bicycled from Seattle to L.A., and it's exactly what you were saying at the beginning. I would stop and ask little children, adults, what their early childhood dreams are, that state of wonderment that we're born with. Mm. And I would ask them how close they're living to that today. And that's when I was promoting my Artist of the Year award. I get to Los Angeles, connect with so many amazing veterans, Hollywood American Legion Post 43. But when the shift happened was when two pieces of the pie come together with no chances here. Mm. Number one, I meet a retired Army, Green Beret. Number two, I meet Colonel Glenn D. Frazier on my bicycle ride. World War II. So we've wrapped Desert Storm and World War II into my heart. Colonel Glenn D. just passed. He is on Ken Burns' amazing documentary. And the way both of those individual soldiers inspired my life was for me to get out of the way, trust God, and find my purpose again besides being Seattle Artist of the Year Award, besides singing in front of great audiences and getting that sense. There was too much ego there, Ken, and I could feel it, and I didn't know what to do. And these two individuals created this possibility.
So how did they humble you? What happened there? What was the shift?
Well, let's start with Colonel Glenn D. I met him in Mobile, Alabama, after I was almost all the way across the United States on a bicycle. He was standing there in full regalia uniform selling his book, Hell's Guest. He invited me to sing in front of the USS Alabama, the song that I'm going to share with all of you, that I wrote that was inspired by the very first soldier that I met. So it really wrapped itself, and the inspiration was, I had no idea how to serve civilian style, and they taught me family values, everything you've been talking about, and how to serve. I didn't have to join. I had to become part of their team.
Wow. Okay.
That's how it went down.
So you, right now, you know, you're passionate about helping the National Alliance for Military.
To end veteran suicide.
Yeah. So
yes.
Tell me how you get involved at that, and what are they? What do they do?
Well, we're lucky to have the CEO founder coming to join us.
Yeah, he's on the line right now.
And I love that we were on Facebook Live because, you know, in my journey, I'm really not that much of a joy person with the technology. But one night I decided to go on Facebook, and there was the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide doing an amazing fundraiser. So I just thought, why not just ask him, send him the song I'm going to sing. And would they consider letting me at the late hour? There was only 2 days left before their fundraiser. The inclusiveness of the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide, Rod Whitmire and his team, was exactly what happened. And I went, and then I heard their mission, and I knew how important it was to have that mission that the soldiers are taught how to bring them home to their heart and soul to take that suicide and to drop that number down into
zero.
Gone.
Gone. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
That's who they are to me.
You know what? I'd like to bring Rod Whitmire into the conversation, but you know what? Why don't we sing him in? Let's do it.
Let's do that. The song, again, was inspired. And we're going to give you just a little bit of a snippet of it, because what we hope and pray is that you will like to have this song. And we'll give you a way for you to have the whole song. Wounded warriors sing song about life nobody else sings. Wounded warriors know something about life nobody else knows. When I hear the sound of your cry, opens my heart and my eyes. Wounded warriors tell the story of your life. I've tried to walk a mile in your boots. I can't get there no matter what I do. Play this guitar till my fingers bleed. Holds no candle for what you do for me. Now, if you'll all want to sing this, here we'll take it out with Wounded Warriors Sing, a song about life nobody else sings. Wounded warriors know something about life nobody else knows. When we hear the sound of your cry, opens our hearts and our eyes.
Wow. Thank you. That's amazing.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Devorah. That were opened everybody's heart. And, you know, that was dedicated, I take it, to the National Alliance to End Veterans Suicide. Did you write that for them, or was that just, yeah?
Oh, I'd like to think that's what happened, yeah, but it actually happened when I met the retired Green Beret, and he asked me some very poignant questions one day,
yeah.
And he went outside, and the song, I picked up this very guitar, and that's how it really started, but I found my home with the National Alliance, and they embraced the song as well. As military all across the United States, synagogues, churches, I sang the song bicycling all the way across the U.S.
Wow. All righty. Well, listen, coming up in my next segment, we're going to have Rod Whitmire, and he learned of the first VA statistic on veteran suicide back in 2008, and he was appalled, and I'm going to tell you why he was appalled. And also, I want to give this website out right now real quick before we go to break. Go to N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, 2, the numeral 2, E as in, I'm just going to give it, evs.org/united. That's N-A-2-E-V-S.org/united. If you'd like to find out a little bit about how you contribute to ending veteran suicide. And we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Yes. Are you doing whatever it takes in your life to really step up to the next level? I hope you're saying yes to that. You know, as a business owner, your online presence is more important than ever. People look up to you online and look you up before they pick up the phone. That's why the right image of yourself and your business is vital today. Come across an amazing photographer and brander. Her name is Ann Landstrom, and her company is annphotography.com. That's annphotography.com, and I recommend you give her a call. She promises to give you images that will bring out the best in you and the best in your business. That's annphotography.com, 760-610-6263, 760-610-6263. If you mention Ken Foster sent you, you will also get a discount on her services. Also, I want to thank all of you for tuning in consistently. I appreciate your feedback about the show. And for those of you that are new, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on voicesofcourage.us. Well, as promised, I have another amazing guest on the show. In September 2008, Rod Whitmire learned of the first VA statistic on veteran suicide, 18 a day. As a U.S. Army veteran, he was shocked that his brothers and sisters of arms would be taking their lives and stood up and said, "Not in my country." After lots of research, Rod speculated that our seasoned veterans and our recent veterans needed to form a community, regardless of the military branch or era of service. So in 2010, this team of his started putting on events, VA picnics, veteran appreciation, the winter blankets for Hope and VA, holiday socials for the homeless veterans. And in 2014, he formed an independent 501c3. It is the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide. Rod, thank you for joining us today. As the founder of this, I'm pleased and honored to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Ken, and thank you, Devorah, for that awesome song. I have goosebumps, and I'm just honored to be with both of you, and I stand in the principle that no one can do everything, but everyone can do something, and boy, you both are doing something. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're just joining the ranks of you. So it's great to have you here, Rod. You know,
there are
a lot of veteran organizations out there today that, in San Diego. I'm in San Diego, so there's a lot down here. But across the nation, I know this is a big problem, veteran suicide. What's happening right now with this?
Well, we're actually pleased that some of the numbers are going down. Over the years, as you mentioned, in 2008, it was 18 a day. And then as their data started to hit all states, originally it was only 23 states that were reporting. And then it was like 2012 where they got all 50 states in, and the number hit 22. And then it's like every 2 years a new report comes out, and we get it 2 years later. So 2014 statistic hit in 2016, and it dropped down to 20. So that's progress, and it's really that the data is more accurate, but the rates for our more senior veterans is kind of down a bit, and that research is available on our research page. As an alliance, that's what we want to do, is have the nation come to us to try to get the latest, and we forward that from Department of Defense to the Veterans Affairs and other organizations. So it's getting better. And one most recent statistic kind of said that if you combine all of the Department of Defense, all use the word active duty veterans and past duty, that's where you get the 20 a day. But it looks like it's about, the most recent report said about 16 point something would be our past duty veterans. So that's new. The nation doesn't know about that. We're still calling it 20 because for me, we're all veterans. Whether they're serving now or served then, active duty or past duty, we're all veterans.
Absolutely. And what's the cause? Why is it coming down? What's going on?
Well, you could find that the stigma is being addressed a lot. For example, we have led for the last 6 years a mental health summit with the VA, and the interesting part was to combine community resources with the VA resources, meaning mental health professionals actually got together, and you could hear there's just this drive, and both Department of Defense and the VA are investing very heavily. This is the number one problem. You'll still hear about homelessness, but they realize that homelessness is probably the cause or a cause of veteran suicide. So lots of energy is put on it and a lot of focus. So it's good news. We're getting the nation's attention, and that's really where we're at. And I want the nation to hear you need not be a veteran to make a difference.
Well, that's a good message, because I'm not a veteran, and you know what?
And neither am I.
And neither is Devorah. So we believe in that. Yeah.
And if you look at our logo when we first created it, it's an arm embrace between a civilian arm and a person in fatigues or camouflage, right? And you see the dog tags in it, and it's not a lift up; it's really an embrace. And you know, so that's what we ask, and that's why we called it the National Alliance
to end veteran suicide.
Ending veteran mission. Yeah. You know, but you know, to be an alliance that just simply says, "Hey, we've all got our missions, but if we start to partner and collaborate as a Christian, you know, communicate, collaborate, all those C words are very critical for me." And when God woke me up one night and told me to go do this, it became real clear.
That's amazing. You know, I interviewed a nonprofit founder down here in San Diego, and she works direct on the front lines with the homeless. And she said this. I asked her, why are people homeless? And she said, well, you know, most people think it's drug and alcohol. And she said that, you know, that plays a part. But she says, for most people, they've lost their support system. So what you're doing is providing a support system so people, you know, even if they've fallen all down to the, you know, fallen into homelessness, they can reach back up and have support around them immediately. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't have any family. Strong family support is a huge deal. And if that's not happening, that even creates and exacerbates that situation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry, Rod, go ahead.
For us, it's about community. Mm-hmm. And you could have a community in your family. You could have a community at work. You could have a community at your church. And if they're not connected to a community, well, let's create one. Let's surround them so they're not alone.
I think that's right. And I also believe that, you know, communities, you know, we need communities with like-minded people and people that are really there to be of service to one another, right? So if you're if you're involved in a community that, you know, you don't feel like you belong, then you're kind of in the same space that you were before that. So you really have to find that right community. So how do you guys create that community, Rod?
Well, I'll give one example, which is when we first met Devorah. You heard her talk about the event. We always have had some relationship with our local VA, and that's in Lakewood or Tacoma, Washington. And it has a program called Domiciliary, which is inpatient care, focusing on substance abuse, post-traumatic stress, and then homelessness. And so about 60 beds there, and we've always been – that's been our sweet spot. Well, we created – originally, as you read, it was the Holiday Social. It turned later into what we call the Feast of Valor. And an example we do is we bring them into an environment. You can imagine being homeless and you go to a food line. No. We have them sit down and we have ROTC kids bring them a formal meal while they're seated, and then entertainment's there to bring joy. And Devorah sang that song, and it just brought so much joy and peace to them. And then we add an ingredient called gifts, because you can imagine being homeless and having children. You're not going to do well during Christmas time. So we ask the community to bring gifts, and what we do is we, as a veterans come through the door, we say, well, do you have any children? They say, yes, Bob is 7 and Mary is 9.
Wow, that's great, Rod. That's great. Well, listen, I got to go to break here for a second, but you know, when I come back, what I want to talk to you about is the future here. And I want to see if maybe Devorah will even sing us out in that next segment with her song. So,
amen.
We'll be right back. Okay.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Did you know here in San Diego, there's a group called Women's Wisdom? And they are an inspiring group of women entrepreneurs. Now and then they even let a guy in or two. And they're San Diego's premier networking relationship building group for purpose-driven, soul-inspired females. So you can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. And listen, if you want to just connect to that group wherever you are in the nation or around the world, just go to womenswisdom.net. This is an amazing group that really is heart-centered entrepreneurs that I've never seen a group that shares and helps each other more than this. Well, I probably have one on the phone right now because Rod Whitmar is with us, and he's with the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide, and I know he creates communities. And, you know, Rod, one of the things I love about you is the fact that you want to end veteran suicide, not just reduce it, that you're passionate about and, you know, and understand that you can be the best in the nation at doing this. That's pretty cool. How are you doing that? I mean, where did that come from? How are we going to eliminate this permanently?
Yeah, well, clearly that's not something I can humanly do. And, you know, we have no wisdom towards that, but he does. You know, God inspired me to take this on. You know, I originally said, let's just have veterans start to meet. And then finally, the courage came up. God filled me so much, you know, my soul and my heart was just overflowing that this is not acceptable, not even one. And at that point, I declared that I was the person that was to end veteran suicide in our nation. And, you know, that each day I pray for that courage, you know, that ability, and know that it's not about me at all.
That's good because, you listen, it takes a lot of courage to do what you've done. Nonprofits are, there's lots of them out there that's they're doing a lot of good, but, you know, they take a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of push, a lot of courage, and most importantly is wisdom, and that wisdom does come from God. So you are doing it. What are some of the roadblocks right now that you're up against?
Well, there's still always the stigma and the active duty, particularly if I just use Army and the phrase Army Strong, that, you know, from a mental health point of view, the stigma is, you know, still there. If they're on active duty, for them to want to go to mental health and say, listen, this isn't working. I'm you know, I'm not sleeping, whatever. Everybody looks at them as weak. You know, so that's a big barrier. And they've been trained, you know, warriors have been trained to be resilient. And but the challenge we have is as they leave the military, they go into isolation. They were part of a team, and now they're an individual. And I go back to Ecclesiastes 4:12 as the guidance there. You know, the one can easily be taken down, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands, hard to break. So we just simply ask them, find two other brothers or sisters of arms that you can connect with and go for pie and ice cream instead of a beer when it's not working. And you call the first one. If they're not available, you reach the second one. The odds of them both not being available is slim to none. And if they are, be patient. Put in the message. They'll get back to you.
That's good. You know, and I know with all nonprofits, too, you know, sometimes funding is a challenge. I don't know. Is that a challenge for your organization? Or are you guys, how are you doing?
Well, we're graduating from where we were as a baby nonprofit into a larger nonprofit. And I'll just say one of the gifts has been Facebook. Lately, it seems across the nation, people have said, no, I don't want a birthday present. I want you to donate to the National Alliance on Veteran Suicide. And so the checks are coming in, which then allow us to put on our Operation Veteran Freedom workshop, which I definitely want us to talk about. The model is changing. We've never gone out and done fundraising.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about Veteran Freedom Workshop. What is that?
Well, when you first started talking, you were saying that, you know, there's always a cause. There's a background. And even with our military, those that are, I'll say, suicidal, often it didn't happen in combat. It can, but that's not the high percentage. You know, there's just as many veterans that have never served in combat that are taking their lives. So Operation Veteran Freedom is around brain science. It helps you understand how we're wired up. It's led by Jan McHenry, who is a Vietnam combat Marine that survived a mass casualty event. You know, 100 Marines went up and 5 came down.
Wow.
And with that, obviously, he went into trauma and drugs and alcohol and all that. Wasn't working, and then found a technology and started to teach that. He's trained 20,000 people around the planet in a for-profit environment, and then we brought him into a nonprofit so we could do these distinctions and conversations around the brain with our veterans and our family at no cost. So
that's awesome. So the Veteran Freedom Workshop, how do people connect to that?
If they went to our events page,
okay,
evs.org/events,
okay,
you'd see it's sprinkled around from Aetna brought us to Hartford, Connecticut to put it on. We're often in Portland at a university, and then often very in our area, Bremerton, Washington, Tacoma, Washington. But we're up for the nation to invite us to bring it there.
Okay, great. Listen, I'm in studio with Devorah Gotsman. She's going to be playing us a song here in just a second. I'm on the phone here with Rod Whitmire. He's the founder of the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide. I wanted to give that website again, Rod, so it's because you went a little fast. So it's NA2 evs.org/united. NA2 evs.org/united. Okay, good. I had to get that in, Rod. Sorry. Well, I want people to connect with you, man. All right.
Amen.
What's that?
And they'll see the logo and where Devorah is in that stand as she's the not camouflaged arm being there to do her something for those that are in camouflage.
She is.
Right?
You know what? I want to hear that song one more time because a lot of people just came on. They didn't hear it in this segment. So let's do a 2-minute clip. And by the way, you can get the full version of the song where, Devorah?
Well, we're going to be working with the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide so that when you make a donation today or anytime you make a donation under that /United, you will also get this entire song.
That's awesome.
And I did take Operation Veteran Freedom, and they invite civilians to do it too. So I'm just saying this is just an educational, amazing organization.
That's great. Hit it. You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. So what if I don't take that long? So here's the idea.
That's okay. I got things to say.
The conversation is about unification. So those of you, you'll hear the song. I want to take a section of it again that talks about unification. It's right in the middle. When I ask your advice, how can we connect our lives with the depth of your sacrifice? You say, do what you love, be all you can be, and we will come together, see the shining sea. Yeah. Wounded warriors sing song about life nobody else sings. Wounded warriors know something about life nobody else knows. When we hear the sound of your cry, opens our hearts and our eyes. Wounded warriors tell tell the story of your life. You know why? Because we are listening, never be forgotten. Tell your story, veterans. We're listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Devorah Gotsman, thank you so much. Rod Whitmire, thank you so much. National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide, and you can find that at na2evs.org/united. Both of you, this has been amazing. Stay tuned. We are coming up with Colonel Chris Ritchie. He is going to help us continue to celebrate veterans and find hope and inspiration and power for those that have fallen. That's what this show is all about. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Ken.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes, 'cause I love you. We're back and we are on fire today. We have Firecracker in the studio, and calling in, I have a very special guest. At, before I get to him, I want to let you know that I want to tell you about something. You know, when's the last time you had a really great massage? Well, I came across one of the best massage centers in San Diego. It's called CAMPA, C-A-M-P-A, Thai Massage. And I've been going there for a couple of years now because they're reasonably priced and they offer Thai, deep tissue, sports massage, Swedish massage. I can't even get it all out. Lomi Lomi and myofascial massage. If you'd like to find out and experience an amazing experience of massage, call Judy, the owner. It's 760-510-9999. That's Judy Lidachak at 760-510-9999. Okay, online here, Colonel Chris Ritchie. Chris is going to kind of help us wrap this whole show up. He's active military. He's a colonel. He's in Alabama today, I believe. I'm not sure where you're calling from, Chris.
Yep, I'm in Alabama.
You're in Alabama. All right. Well, it's good to have you back on the show. Thank you for joining me today in this celebration of our veterans.
Well, it's great to be back on. I really appreciate the call. I'm just so happy and proud of everything that you've been doing and all that great success. And listening to just a few minutes of that last segment is just very inspiring. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, you know, there's some amazing men in our military, you being one of them. And, you know, those values of honor, courage, and commitment that you instill, that's been instilled in you and you instill in everybody that you come across, I know, because that's who you are.
Thank you.
I know some of our vets are, you know, struggling these days, but I don't know as I want to focus on that yet. I want to focus on what good is happening out there in our military. You know, what good news do we have to report?
Oh, wow. Goodness. This could take hours. And that's just the point. There are so many good people serving our nation and all branches of service. And I have an opportunity out here in Alabama at the War College to meet so many of them. So the good thing is that we know America supports our military veterans and active duty folks. There's no doubt about that.
regardless of affiliation and the politics and the things of that nature, I think I can speak on behalf of all of us that we know that we're supported, and we derive great strength from that. And I can say that nobody in uniform wants to let the American public down. So the good news is that we're all working very hard to continue to maintain that trust that the public has in us and our profession.
Well, you know, I always look at it this way. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you and all the military. we just wouldn't have the lifestyle that we have. It would be completely different because of for many reasons. You know, sometimes we do struggle, though. The military, you know, we have veterans coming out, and you know, they're not supported the way that, you know, probably you and I would like to see them supported. Mm-hmm. And some of them fall off, you know, some of them end up homeless, some of them, you know, have challenges and, you know, pay. We like to have our veterans paid more, you know, I know you and me would, you know, so those struggles, what's happening with that right now in the service and, you know, from your point of view?
Well, you know, from my point of view is the percentage, any percentage of those that are homeless or having troubles, is more than we need to allow and accept.
So even one.
Exactly. Even one is more than is acceptable. But there are so many programs I know in San Diego that you have brought to light and just serve as a great inspiration for others, and really just getting the word out and letting the American public know that there are folks that really do need some help, whether it's veteran suicide or homeless or folks that may be struggling to make ends meet. And that provides those that are having trouble one thing that you cannot put a price sticker on, and that's hope. Mm. And so I just really want to say that I know that there are a lot of folks that are deriving a great deal of hope and are making the conscious effort to change and know that that they're being supported and are receptive to the programs that that you and others are providing.
Well, you know, one of the things that you introduced me to was a men's group down here in San Diego, San Diego Leadership Forum. And, you know, it was on base. I was the only civilian. I'm not sure why you invited me. But
because you're fabulous, Ken. You're making a difference.
Thanks, man. But, you know, I think those groups are so important. I know that, you know, we came in, we masterminded together, we supported each other, we helped each other take our lives and our business to a new level. And, you know, one of the things that came out of that was you writing a book. I don't know if you want to talk about that just for a moment, but you wrote a book to celebrate your grandmother. So,
oh yeah, yeah. So there's a few things that are out there you just really want to write about because there's stories that you can't make up, or maybe you just feel very much touched. And you know, one of those was the invisible metal aspect. But what really took a turn beyond that is just the something that I experienced when my mother passed away. I think that's what you're talking about.
Now, what was your mother? I'm sorry. Yes.
There was something also with my grandmother, but that's a different story.
Okay.
So yeah, you know what? And I appreciate you asking that. And it's interestingly and very timely because somebody was touched by that story and shared it with me just about an hour and a half ago. And what it all boils down to is that there is a greater calling that's out there, and we have miracles that are around us all the time. If we could just look to those and know that they're there and be receptive and receive these gifts and miracles that are happening all the time. So my mom passed away, and it was a hard time for us, and my brothers and I were, you know, kind of consoling one another before going to visit my mom's grave for the final time before heading back home, and a ladybug landed on my chest. And the reason this is so significant is my mom was an artist, and she created these little stuffed animals, and the ladybug was her favorite one. Just before passing away, she had ordered ladybug bracelets for my daughters and herself. And it was just very profound, but the ladybug wouldn't leave for over an hour until driving all the way to my mom's grave. And then the ladybug finally left us when we put it on top of a pink rose on top of my mom's gravesite. Coming to find out, 3 days before this event, my youngest daughter was at a church event and was given a class on painting and told, paint whatever you would like to, and she painted a ladybug on a pink rose.
Wow.
And it was...
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Chris. So you've turned this, and I've got to wrap up, bud. But you've turned this into a book. And where can people get that book?
So my brother actually made a Facebook page and a web page. So the website is www.theladybugsgift.com. Or on the facebook.com/theladybugsgift.
Thank you, Colonel Chris Ritchie.
Yep.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to all my guests today. I feel so, my heart is so open. I hope I celebrate with you, our veterans today. Go find a vet. Give them a big hug. Tell them you love them. Tell them you thank them for their service. Thank them for who they've become as a result of working with people like Colonel Chris Ritchie. Some of the amazing commanders. Okay, you can find the recordings of this show on voicesofcourage.us, on Facebook, Instagram. You can connect with us or Twitter. And I hope that you will take a moment, tune into your courage, because it'll help you see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.